Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? This is Sean Chris with Kill the Mockingbird. Today I got a special guest, a good friend of mine. Want to introduce him. Hey, what's up, T? How's it going, man? He's out there in California giving us a little insight on what's going on with the world. How you doing today, T?
Hey, Sean, how are you, man? I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, enjoying this hot weather, bro.
Oh, it's hot over there, huh?
Yeah, we're looking at like mid-90s today. So exactly, just enjoying the sunshine when I can.
Yeah.
When I can get out, you know, so.
You guys wearing masks out there in the heat?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much a mandatory thing. Like, you have to wear them in the stores and stuff like that. I mean, like I said, I see people driving with them, and I never saw anything about that. I think that's kind of ridiculous. But, you know, like I was saying, I seen people with face shields, masks, and cars, and it's just like, oh, my God. Some people are taking the fear factor to a new level, man. it's insane. I mean, what can I say?
Is it like divided out there? Like, do you say like how many people are actually like supporting this whole, like what's going on? Like a lot of people down with it, a lot of people, or is it 50-50?
I think a lot of people are pretty much down with it. You know, there's, you know, people are just, you know, doing what they got to do. You know, it's not too, and you know how it was in the beginning, people were panic shopping and it was like the stores, the shelves are pretty much, they're pretty stocked. You know, things are a little normal. You know, I try to avoid going to the store as much as I could. You know, I just go when I need to go. But yeah, it's you know, for the most part, I think everybody's just doing what they got to do to survive, man. That's all you can really do, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, about the same out here, you know. Some people are mad. Some people are scared. Some people just don't care at all. They're down in the middle.
Yeah,
I read an interesting report though about these N95 masks. I don't know if you read this. I just sent it over to you. It was the Lincoln Park Police Department, I believe. Oh, in New Jersey, a man crashed his car because he was wearing an N95 mask, and he passed out.
Oh man, exactly. Like, I mean, that's what I was thinking, especially with this heat, because you breathe your own carbon dioxide. I mean, that's something you learn in like second grade. You breathe in oxygen, you breathe out carbon dioxide. And yeah, I can imagine it, especially in the heat, you know, especially for older people and people with asthma. I don't know. They got to lift the orders a little bit. I mean, there's people with health issues that, you know, if they go to a store and they get yelled at by the owners, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, I can just imagine that. Wow.
Plus, we don't know what, like, there's so much conflicting different information that's out there. I've been reading that Stanford study, USC study. There's also that study from NY. Like, it's like, there's a bunch of studies. And then, like, then someone comes out and they're like, oh, these aren't factual studies. It hasn't been researched yet. So we're kind of like, everybody's on the same level of that. I thought that was interesting though about the mask. So because I've heard other people, like other podcasters, like you said, a lot of older people and a lot of people, like heavier people. they're walking with them and they're trying to get some exercise and they're wearing these masks, yet they're passing out because they can't breathe.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something. I mean, there's the ones that have the little filters and stuff like that, but in the end, it's just not. It can't go too far. I mean, once this weather hits, it's already almost in the hundreds here. So I just see it where, I mean, I try not to wear it. Once I get out of the store, I take the thing right off. I mean, I can't even, I don't know how people can drive around.
Don't even wear it. Like, I personally don't wear one just cause like, I don't want to, I don't know. I never really wore one. I used to work as a grinder back in the days and I didn't wear one then. So why would I wear one now? I think all that's going to change, though. I think all this whole fear of like, oh, stay inside. I think once the economy opens back up and like this whole like we're not going to shake hands or we're going to stay far away from each other. Once humans get together after a couple weeks.
Yeah. Hold on. You're cutting off. No worries. I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was saying like once humans get back together after a couple of weeks, like this whole not shaking hands or not hugging, like that's going to end.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it as a social engine. I mean, social distancing to me is like social engineering. It's like, you know, there's like you said, you know, we're social creatures. You know, this is, we're not to be locked in our homes. It causes a lot of stress for people. I mean, I can tell. I mean, I get antsy some days, and I can just imagine how some people are. It's not good for your mental health. And to me, it's like the government is like, what is the government doing? Are they trying to put us past the point of where we're just finally gonna, you know, just lose it and, you know, things like that? I mean, I just don't see it. I mean, I know things will, I have a feeling things will get back to normal. It's gonna take time. You know, there's people out there that will be, you know, afraid to shake hands. It's gonna be awkward, but, you know, for the most part, yeah, I think in the end, you know, the human nature will prevail, I hope. I mean, what can we do?
I think it will prevail, but I think the one things that we do got to worry about, and that's kind of leads me into where some of the things I wanted to show you on this podcast today. I think that it won't go back to normal. It will go back to normal as far as human, like how we treat each other, how we like interact with each other. But I think we're not going to be looking at normal and how we are monitored anymore. Like, here's one thing. I don't know if you, I'll send you one of the links. Have you heard about the Dragonfly police surveillance program?
Yeah, I heard. I think I did. Refresh my memory on that.
Here's a little quote from it. They say, this program has been tested for approximately the last 5 days. West Point Police Lieutenant Anthony Prezesco told Patch. It is anticipated that this will continue to be in effect through the summer months of July and August, as we anticipate the need to continue to work to reinforce social distancing measures in order to limit and control the spread of COVID-19 virus. So that was interesting to me. And so I did a little research on them. I'm going to show you, just play this real quick. This is a little, I'm going to play you a little bit of the commercial for this Dragonfly. Like, it's a, you could check it out on YouTube. It's pretty interesting.
Dragonfly is honored and thrilled to have been piloting a project with Westport, Connecticut, of the Dragonfly Health and Public Safety System. Dragonfly's public health and safety system uses standard 4K cameras to provide anonymized data on social distancing, heart rate, respiratory rate, and fever detection, all in the service of providing population health data to our public safety officials.
That's crazy. Like, they're pretty much tracking. They're not only like, they're going to be like, hey, you're too close to each other. Hey, this guy has a fever. Hey, this guy's coughing. Like, yeah. I don't really like that aspect of it. They're saying there's not going to be facial recognition, but why wouldn't there be?
Well, see, is the same Dragonfly you're talking about, is that what was implemented in China as of last year, August 2018? I guess.
I believe so.
Yeah, see, like, that's the thing. I mean, with everything that's gone on in China, that's definitely, you know, it's coming here, especially with the whole social credit system. I mean, the models of what China's, their government is implementing is what they want here. I mean, it's coming, you know, it's coming soon, especially with big tech and all that. And like you said, there's a, you know, a lot, like even with the drones, they're saying now that they have drones that they want to release, and they'll be able to tell when someone has a fever out in public. It's like, really? I mean, you don't just get a fever from just one virus. You get them, you can have an infection, get a fever. You can have so many. To me, it's just ridiculous. So we're going to monitor people's health like that, like with drones and stuff like that, and temperature checks. It's just, yeah.
What are they going to use with that data? I mean, we already don't have control of our data that's been spread all over with Facebook and Google. They control that data. Like, data, there's people that say that data will be the new oil. That will be the new natural resource. So I believe, like, what are they going to use with that data? Like, are they going to be able to be like, oh, this person's at more of risk of getting something? Like, there's a lot of initiatives that have been going out there. I've been following this girl on Twitter. Her name's Whitney Webb. She's a real person that you should really check out. She talks about like how we are in a tech war with China, and that right now the US is trying to catch up because China has advanced on the AI. But the problem is, obviously, is that China has they rule with iron fist, and America is not like that. And I think that's what people are advocating for in the higher government, and a lot of these richer people, the Bill Gates, the Soros, and of those effect. They're trying to push this because they want control and they get the system how they want it. They want it, like you said, similar to China's.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely the model. I mean, like I said, the social credit score, like if you have a bad, it's almost like, you know, it's kind of like we're like Uber drivers, you know, you have like a 4-star rating. If you have a bad social credit score, you can't buy or sell, things like that.
A Black Mirror episode on that.
I was just going to say that I was actually, I actually want to rewatch that episode because that was totally telling you what's going on and what is coming. So, you know, it's really scary stuff. I mean, you see it through everything, like Uber and all that, you know, Lyft and everything. Like, you give them these ratings and it's just, you know, that's on a mass scale. That's what they want to do, you know, just with your life. So,
well, yeah, I guess two California companies have already secured like some kind of way of, now they're using self-driving cars, and they're saying the reason why they're pulling these out is because of, you know, for COVID-19. But like all these stuff that they had, they've had this technology. This technology has been around. Like, it's not like it just came out. Like, it's been around and we've had it, but they've been looking for the right opportunity to roll it out. It just reminds me all about the Patriot Act and how, hey, let's use a crisis. There's something going on in the world. Let's start rolling out this plan. And I believe this is the plan that could lead us to like an Agenda 21 or like a lot more hostile living environment for us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but then, you know, that's what I was thinking. I mean, the things they want, like, you know, especially with the Green New Deal, Agenda 21, it's all interconnected. And I mean, the way they, like, even the way they build like apartments now, they're just stack and pack apartments. They want you living in pods. You know, that's kind of like what Agenda 21 says. And even like a movie that even Steven Spielberg did. I mean, you see these movies and you get the subtle hints of what's going on, like the movie, the one with the video game, Ready Player One. It was based on a book actually, but like, if you see the movie, like it's total, like, you know, you see what's happening. Everybody's in poverty. They're all living in these little, like I said, stacked up junky, you know, homes. And all they do is live on virtual reality. Like, that's their whole escape. They don't go anywhere. That's like the whole point of the movie. And you look at that and you think you're seeing like a cool Steven Spielberg action flick, but then you realize, hey, you know, this is something going on. Look at the way people are living. You gotta, like, you know, open your third eye when you see things like that. But that's all part of Agenda 21. Like you said, but the thing is like with the virus, it's like, how are people going to want to live like that? I mean, that's, if they put people living together in those, you know, dense populations, that's like a big, you know, that's where all, that's when viruses really do
breeding ground for viruses. Harm. Yeah. I want to show you this and I want to see what you think. This is a little interview because I've been seeing Bill Gates everywhere and it's been interesting because before I show you this, Bill Gates has been, I don't know why he's the spokesperson for all this, not just vaccines, but like, it's not just the vaccines that he's been, you know, digging into. I've looked into some other stuff like, where is this? Hold on, bear with me. We don't have we don't have any producers over here. It's just us.
Yep, just winging it. Yeah, like with the Zoom, what do you think about that? Like right when everything happened, it's like all of a sudden Zoom comes out and, you know, Bill Gates owns that, of course. It's Microsoft app and it's like, okay, so that's the new, like, you know, that's the whole new thing. And it's like, I just see how everybody's, you know, oh, now people have to learn online. And it's like, it's almost like they're celebrating this, like, oh, now, you know, everybody being at home and just, you know, being online and things like that. They really, I don't know. It's just really, you can see the agenda, and especially, and like you said, he's making money off the Zoom stuff now. And it's like, you know, we're totally,
yeah, they were totally ready for that. You know what I mean?
Common Core too. You go back about eight years ago and Common Core, that's Bill Gates too. It's like behind the scenes, he's, you know, been there. He's totally, you know, behind the scenes on everything, the man behind the curtain, you know. So
and then people forget how ruthless he was in the 90s running Microsoft. It's not like he was some like even the Simpsons have an episode where Homer, I think he starts some kind of online company or something, and Bill Gates and his goons come and like destroy Homer's whole fucking setup. Like, like people, like his image was never this like goody goody guy. Now he always wears these sweaters with his little collar out, and he's like, you know, I'm a good guy. I'm in Africa. I'm trying to help everybody. These people are less fortunate. But what I was thinking, if he's so rich, right? He has so much money, and he says he wants to help people. Why doesn't he help them survive? Like, how does he? Why does it, instead of like, hey, here, like they say, what is it? Give a man a fishing pole, not a fucking fish. You know, you give him a fishing pole, he can fucking learn. I think I totally chopped that, destroyed that. But basically what I'm saying is, like, why doesn't he build, like, he could build, like, like, he could build little smart homes for them. You know what I mean? Like, very cheaply. And he can make them, like, live a better quality of life. I'm saying, and show them how to do that. But he doesn't. So I'm like, if he's really a good person, why wouldn't he do that? You know what I mean?
Well, his father ran Planned Parenthood, if you didn't know that. There's, I mean, it's just, I mean, whatever your thoughts are on abortion, you know, either way, whatever. But it's like, you know, there's definitely a eugenicist background to him and his family. And that's, you know, he's talked about what you can look up videos where he's talked about, like, kind of death panels for elderly people, you know, and it's like he kind of wants to thin the herd for elderly. And look what, and then you look at the virus, and what does the virus kill? What's the main, where are all the main deaths at? And in old folks' homes and things like that. And, you know, it's like you kind of like put two and two together, and you think, wow, I mean, you know, yeah, this is, you know, this virus kills the vulnerable and especially elderly. And he's talked about that, and it's, you know, it's, he's, that has no shame in saying it. And the research is out there. You know, you can find it. I don't know.
Check out this article that I sent you. It's from the PC magazine. It says, Bill Gates backs plan for Earth monitoring cameras.
Jeez, in real time.
At Earth Now, we're creating the means for you to instantly see almost anywhere on Earth in true real time, giving you a live and unfiltered view of your planet. Wow. So that could go along with some of David Icke's claims of he really hates Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
He claims that Elon Musk is shooting off, launching millions, not millions, a lot of satellites out into the atmosphere so that they can track you everywhere, so that, like, you're not, that 5G is everywhere. That's what they're saying. They're saying that 5G is supposed to be everywhere, that 5G is supposed to be the end all, like everybody knowing how many people are actually on the Earth and finding every little thing. It's like cameras everywhere.
Yeah, it's actually for their, the grid. It's like, it's what they need to get this grid going, this, you know, technocracy. And it's scary. Yeah, a lot of people are burning down the towers. I mean, I don't know if that's even, you know, hopefully, I don't know if those are false flags or, you know, I kind of think that it's, you know, real people doing that. But, it's something. They say it kills birds. I've seen videos where people find dead birds around the towers and things like that. Trees die.
Here's an interesting thing about this, though. So I was like, my brother, he's nowhere near into any conspiracy whatsoever, right? And I was talking to him about 5G just during all this coronavirus, and we were talking about it, and he goes, he's an HVAC tech. To just give him a little background. And he's like, well, I'll tell you what, though. He's like, I don't know, like, that much about 5G. He's like, all I know is the signs that I read when I go work by these 5G towers, that they're like, warning, may cause this, may, like, it's not good. So obviously it's not good for you.
I know. Well, nothing is anymore, I guess, you know, the air we breathe. But yeah, that's, yeah, it's something else. I mean, there's definitely something going on while we're under lock and key right now. There's a lot of things, like the governor's extending their powers. It's, you know, it's a lot of things. I mean, like, right now I'm hearing May 30th is already being declared in some states that the lockdown orders are until May, the end of May. And it's, it seems like how much will people put up? It's just an extension, another extension. And, you know, for the most part, you know, people are going to, rebel against this. It's just normal. It's, you know, it's a normal thing that's going to happen. And, you know, I think they know that. And that's, you know, unless they want to give us a vaccine before we can probably even come back out. That's the thing I keep hearing. And it's, you know, that's scary. The good thing is I see through social media, a lot of people are skeptical of the vaccine, and I get it. I mean, the flu shot is something that, you know, a lot of less people are taking flu shots, and it's,
well, it's true. Only 50% effective.
Yeah. And it's always based on, and the virus mutates every year. So, you know, what you're doing is taking the shot from last year's virus. And, you know,
and
I don't
know. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've never got one before. I mean, I've had doctors like totally like try to scare me into taking one, and, you know, which I think is wrong. I mean, they shouldn't have, you know, you shouldn't have to feel coerced into doing anything. But I mean, for the most part, I've noticed when I do visit the doctor, they kind of, you know, I guess it depends on who you have as a doctor, but they just kind of say, oh, you don't want it, that's fine. And you move on and that's it. But I don't know, with this, it's definitely, we're going to see some medical tyranny, and I hope not. Like I said, I try not to, worry too much about it, but, you know, we got to just keep informed and see what's going to happen.
One of the questions that I keep like trying to figure out, like, obviously, like, I've been trying to reach out to different like medical people, but like, I'm not, I'm building my network as we speak right now. So like, one of my questions is like, we keep hearing about this asymptomatic, you know, like, oh man, people are asymptomatic. That's the problem. These people are asymptomatic. So like, I'm not in the medical field, so I haven't really, I haven't really heard this term before. So like, I was wondering like, well, how come they never talk about asymptomatic people in, with the influenza, the regular flu, you know what I mean? They never say like, oh, people are asymptomatic. So I looked it up, and disease control measures for flu. This is a center of health security.org. This was October 31st, 2005. As many as 50% of infections with normal seasonal flu may be asymptomatic, which may in part be due to pre-existing partial immunity. So I was like, what does that mean? Like, so like, if we're asymptomatic to this, that means we have partial immunity, which would kind of make sense. So that, cause it's a mutation of, already virus that we've had. So like, that points me to even more options that where I think this is, like something manipulated in a lab. This really points to me that this got released, whether on accident, on purpose, but this was released.
There's a lot of evidence. It's not, you know, there's really no conspiracy. There's a total evidence. There's a lot of facts pointing to that. I agree. I mean, who knows if it was purposely done? Who knows? I mean, a lot of people say, why would China do that? Kill their people off? I mean, really, they're a communist regime. You know, it's about control for them. But I mean, why would they want to do that? You know, tank their economy and all that, but who knows? Like, you know, who knows what the goal is, or, you know, I don't know.
Well, here's a little bit of China. This is from 2017 right here.
Probably the most intense government surveillance in the world. Here, China is experimenting with futuristic spying technologies. For years, China has tried to suppress a separatist movement made up of Uyghurs, a local ethnic group. Authorities say the separatists are Islamic terrorists. We came to see what life looks like in a place where your every move can be monitored. To be in Xinjiang means being checked every day, multiple times a day. When you go to a market, when you drive a car, when you take a train, even your smartphone is checked.
That's what I think is what they want. And this was in 2017. Yeah. So just imagine, that was 3 years ago. So this is not something that just like, oh, 5G. Like, I've heard about 5G. I've had a few friends that worked at phone stores, and they were talking about 5G. And, you know, I have friends that are into tech stuff, so they were all hyped about 5G. But the thing that people don't realize is how much things are going to change. Like, what do you think is going to happen when all these new technologies roll out? Do you think Jeff Bezos, he's going to lose people, but now he's going to start having more machines and more AI take over their jobs? Do you think he's going to have them come back to their jobs? No, they're done. Anybody, they're going to replace these jobs. So like drivers now have, now they have self-driving cars. Like, they have things that are going to,
yeah,
to change the whole effect of how humans work. And that's going to be really crazy. And maybe that's why we've been seeing all these pushes for a UBI. We've never, and remember, people don't remember that Zuckerberg was like calling up, talking about a UBI a few years back. I'm going to have to dig that up. But yeah, a few years back, Zuckerberg was talking about a similar, not a UBI, but a similar thing like that, because he was saying like, you know, but he didn't compare it to like AI taking over. But what he said was like, you know, then people would have more money to go do, they could have money and they would experience life to the full extent. They can use their whole creative power, blah, 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 right? Sounded beautiful, like sounded great. But the more I'm seeing Zuckerberg, the more I'm seeing that he's going to be, they're part of the new elite class, which is these tech guys. Yeah. They're the new, and I feel like they're the new kids on the block, and I feel like they're kind of clashing with the old heads, the big pharma and big oil, you know what I mean? And now
industrialists.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the tech industry, I hear you on that one. They're compromised. I mean, Zuckerberg is definitely in cahoots with a lot of things going on. So it's, I don't know, it's something. It's totally just strange that they want to do that. Like, even with the facial recognition, like you were saying in China, like during the Hong Kong protests that happened during the summer, they were doing like the protesters were wearing masks because of that, because of the facial recognition going on. It's like, wow. I mean, there's a lot that we can learn from what happened over what's going on over there. So, you know, just got to be ready. Just get prepared.
I don't know if you've been watching any of like the mainstream media, but you know, a lot of people have been talking about these protests. You've seen a lot of protests in America. Yeah. But what I've noticed is they're not been speaking much about the protests across the world. So it got me digging a little bit. So I was like, well, let me dig a little bit. And I saw that last year, 2019, they broke the records for the most, like, pretty much protests across the world. There was the Hong Kong protests. There was protests in Italy. There was protests in all kinds of different. Let me see where else.
Oh yeah, there was Chile, I think.
Oh, Chile. Chile's like, yep. Chile was one.
Chile was a big one. Yeah, they were all. Yeah, that's true. They were happening all over the place, and a lot of, you know, and the mainstream media, of course, ignores it. You know, they don't really tell you what's going on, but you know,
here people, we go. And then don't forget the France protests, the yellow jackets or yellow coats, right?
Yeah,
right.
France.
Yep, France. And all these protests were going on, and they were all aimed at the government's repressing us and taking away freedoms. So this kind of so convenient that this has now approached on a time when the whole world was already feeling oppressed. The whole world was like, what's going on? Us in America, we've been our own turmoils, you know. As a society, we've been divided by parties, by race, by we get these like team aspects, you know, social media, like people like are, yeah, you're right, or no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I was even thinking about like when I was younger, when someone would say you're woke, that was more like you were like aware that the government was able to take advantage of you. You were awake, your mind. Now this woke is like, yeah, oh, you got to use the right pronouns. Don't you know that some people, like, come on, man, everybody, yeah. I get it. Like, you can have your own thing, but you telling me how to address you, like if I'm like telling me to change my brain of how I think, it's just weird how they like have really hacked all this. It's so divided. We argue about everything. We've found so many they've manipulated the media so bad that we argue about the stupidest things.
Yeah, I know, you're right. It's totally been hijacked. I mean, the woke movement is now just being politically correct and, you know, things like that. And it's just, you know, it used to be back then, it was where you were aware and you wanted small government and you were just, you know, things like that. But it seems like the people that are woke, they want unlimited government. They want the government to take care of them. They want them to control every aspect of their lives. It's totally flipped. And, you know, it's You know, it's ridiculous. I know about the racial divide and everything like that. And I don't really consider myself, you know, if I look at myself more as a libertarian. I do want small government. I do want them not controlling my life so much. And I kind of just look at life like through that kind of lens, but I hate how they just, the media is, everything is far right or far left. Like there's no in between. Like anybody can just have an opinion and they're automatically a far right personality. And I don't, you know, I see past all that, you know?
Yeah. So have you heard of these other people protesting though, the lockdowns across the world? There's one in Lebanon. They said Lebanon was a conforming financial collapse. They're already confronting a financial collapse even before the coronavirus paralyzed the economy. Angry people have swarmed onto the streets in Beirut and their northern city, Tripoli, on at least three occasions. There's Iraq, where a six-month-old protest movement demanding political reform fizzled in the face of coronavirus curfew. There have been spontaneous but brief outbursts of rage. Kenya, last Saturday, as many people had died in police crackdowns on citizens defying curfew as of COVID-19, according to human rights groups and government. So the police killed more people than the COVID-19 did in Kenya. And then it says, Italy's impoverished south area, they're lifting restrictions early this month, led to a crime wave that obligated police to guard supermarkets targeted for robberies by hungry citizens.
Yeah, gosh.
And then last weekend also, there was a huge clash in France.
Mm-hmm.
A guy on a motorcycle, a police officer opened his door and the guy crashed into the door. Citizens around claim that he did it on purpose. So like this just tells you how bad the tension is over there. They rioted for 2 days. They've still been having riots and stuff. Yeah, they had a big old little riot in France.
Yeah, you're right though. Even Spain was having protests as well, like less than a year ago. And look at what they got hit big. I mean, the virus hit them pretty bad. And actually the stay at home, whatever orders that they got going on are really bad, are really authoritarian and stuff like that. So it's like a pattern. I get it. Like there was a lot of protests or even like, you know, the Brexit movement. I mean, they've kind of made that look like it's a far right movement, but it's really not. I mean,
it's not.
We know what it is. They want to get rid. They want to get out of the EU. We know. We've been studying about the European Union for years, huh? We've talked about that for like 15 years. I mean, it's like, you know, but then they finally, it took them so long to, they voted to get out, but then they kept postponing it, both doing that, trying to smear it, and people rejected it. You know, they voted for Boris Johnson and then he gets coronavirus. Funny, huh? How ironic. And he was bad. He was on a ventilator and everything. Or the ICU, I think. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's like there's a movement growing, you know, even with the Trump movement, you know, say what you want about him. But, you know, there's just people are waking up to, they're tired of the status quo and they want, you know, they can see through everything. They know what's going on. And,
yeah, well, you know what I think about Trump, man. I think he's the he's tricking a lot of people. A lot of people think he's a white hat, and I do not think that. I think he's one of the he's just part of the game, man. He's he's another player, and I think I think it's perfect right now. I think they've gotten America right where they want them. You got people that are right wing, the far right is crazy right now. They're ready. They're rabid. They're ready to kill anybody. They're like 100% in on Trump, no matter what. He's doing everything right. And then you got the far left, that is like no way. No matter what he does, and I think like they're just playing this game with everybody. They're playing this game and making us think like, oh, okay, he's right, she's right. But in closed doors, they like each other. They're friends. It's like, come on. Like, just like they talked about, like, Jeff Bezos and Donald Trump. They were like, they've had public clashings, but they're billionaires. When they hang out with each other, they're cool. They just had some public things that they aired out. But in the end game is they all want to keep their money.
Oh yeah, they don't pay. They're definitely, Amazon doesn't pay taxes. You know, they're pretty much exempt. A lot of those companies are exempt, and that's the thing. They need to be accountable, and that's it. But they're not. I mean, nobody holds them accountable. So
not at all.
What can we do?
Well, there's a couple more things I wanted to show with you. So listen to this, and I want you to like give me your opinion on what you think. What you think about this? This is Bill Gates on MSNBC. I chopped it up a little bit. It's not the full interview. I just kind of placed it. So just tell me what you think.
I do think using digital approaches and maybe not traveling quite as much, that even after you get rid of this threat, that people will have been so immersed in it and the, you know, tools and techniques will have improved enough that we'll, you know, take what would have been 10 to 15 years of digital adoption and, you know, cram it into a very short period. Likewise, you know, behaviors around shopping or how people get in touch with each other.
So, like, to me, that's him kind of telling, like, he, you know, what I got from it is he's saying, like, things are going to change. But we're going to change the way we talk to each other. So we're going to use more of this Zoom, which, like you said, is one of his little things in his pocket. So he's like, that's how they want. Even during the NFL draft, like I was telling you, they were promoting, like, you know, if you know your family member's feeling lonely, all you have to do is, and they're showing them FaceTiming people. Come on, like, what this, all this technology has been so that we can be far apart, so we could still feel that, because they know that humans crave affection. Like, you can't isolate people, because if they completely isolated us, we'd go crazy and we'd revolt. If there was no internet, there's no way this would happen.
I know. Tell me about it. It's just, it's, yeah, isolation is bad. To me, I think it's, I mean, what Sweden's doing, they didn't fully close everything down. And I think they reached some kind of herd immunity. I would think.
I don't know, because now in the last 2 days, it reports that they've had 700 infections and then 800 infections. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's tough, because it's like, how are, like, what are we basing this off? Because if you're just talking about infections, that's a whole different story. You know what I mean? Like, people having and getting sick compared to dying. Like, the point is, we knew people were going to get sick. People are going to get sick. They're always going to get sick. If we stay inside until people don't get sick, then I don't know, man. Good luck. Might as well just buy your casket now. And, like, there's no way.
We have to get back to normal. We can't, like with the scare tactics. It's so exhausting. I mean, oh, now it's going to come back again. We're going to get another wave. It's like the data's never added up. They've changed it so many times. They've said, oh, it's 2 million. Oh, no, it's going to be 200,000. Oh, no, now it's going to be 60,000. You know, it's just so it's like I said, it's exhausting. You don't know what to believe, and you just kind of either, you know, you're going to be in that bubble where you just want to be locked away. But to me, I feel, you know, I'm a guy that likes to get outside. You need sunshine. You need the vitamin D3 from being in the sun. You have to go out there. You have to be, you know, you build your immunities. I mean, I garden. I mean, I go out there and I get dirty and stuff like that. It's just, I mean, like, even when using I've said for years, I always thought using hand sanitizer does the opposite. It makes you more prone to getting, you know, a virus and stuff.
Well,
like,
I don't
that.
Know about that, but I know that there's good bacterias.
Yeah,
there's some bacterias are good, and then, like, all this antibacteria is going to kill the good bacterias, and it's going to cause us. I haven't heard a lot about building our immune systems, which I think is important. Exercising, eating right, checking your diet. Like, I mean, they don't want. I don't believe that's what that they want. Like, they don't want us to think about all that stuff, because it's a money game. Big pharma, like, if we don't get sick, then big pharma doesn't get paid.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you post any kind of thing, even about vitamin C, people are getting banned and stuff like that. It's like, come on. I mean, this is just
doctors, even doctors, like all these doctors. Like I said, I don't know who's right. I can understand a situation that this is a chaotic situation, and it's new, and people getting information, and some information is wrong, but when so many doctors come out and say they're being coached to say all respiratory is COVID-19, and if you had COVID-19 and you died of something else, you still died of COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
Even Even the officials have said it, like in the press conferences when they have the little task force meetings that every day.
Dr. Burks. Burks. Yeah, she like admitted it. And it's funny. It's like how, but people now, you know, we have like, how do you say it? Like we're so, you know, we move on to the next thing. We don't remember things now. We have like, you know, our mind span is short attention spans. You know, now it's like,
even when you show them a video.
Yeah.
Like I'll be like, this video was 3 days ago. They're like, I don't know. Like you're like, what? No, that's what I think is like really upsetting to people right now, because there is this thing going on where like we're being told right to our face what's going on and people don't want to believe it.
What about the Stanford thing, how they're trying to see if people had it back in December? And
they're trying to smear that as well. I've read some articles that they're trying to smear that. They're saying it's not that he messed up on the statistics and this and that. So
Because Big Pharma's running the show. They want you to believe that the only way to cure, the only way for hope is a vaccine. And honestly, a lot of people are waking up, and I'm really happy about that. I see people posting all about social media, all through social media, people that I'm like surprised are, you know, against that. You know, I mean, that's what they want, is just push us, just poison us with GMOs. I've known about that for years. I mean, that's something that I've always, you know, remembered. And, you know, things like that. And that's all Bill Gates is behind. He's behind GMO. He's behind everything that's just scary stuff. And it's, you know, it's very sad. But speaking of Stanford, I just read this article, 5 Reasons to Stop Panic and Social and Total Isolation. And it says Dr. David Atlas, now a senior fellow at Stanford Hoover Institution, argued in a column for The Hill that Americans are now desperate for sensible policymakers who have the courage to ignore the panic and rely on facts. And he goes on to say, leaders must examine accumulated data to see what actually happened rather than keep emphasizing hypothetical projections. Combine that empirical evidence with fundamental principles of biology established for decades, and then thoughtfully restore the country to function, wrote Atlas. And pretty much, I mean, you got these people that are saying like the fatality rate's only going to be 0.1% to 0.2%. But remember, they said it was going to be 4%. You really don't know what to believe sometimes. It's just so confusing. And I don't know. It's just something that, you know, they're saying. I mean, I feel being locked away is totally, you know, bad.
Unless the only thing that I've come to a conclusion is maybe some of these lockdowns are because it was released. It was released. No, but like it was released from China and they know it. And maybe because we're not in these, you know, we're not in these briefings. So I don't know what these briefings are. Maybe these briefings are telling us something that China released this, or they know that they repressed information. So maybe they're taking this as an act of war. I mean, we've seen a lot more tanks out there, because obviously these tanks aren't going to be for martial law. If martial law was coming, they don't need tanks to keep us in our homes, right? You just need soldiers with guns. You've been seeing a lot more tanks around the country, and I believe that maybe they're trying to set up defense. Maybe we've been in a cold war with China for a long time, and I believe the scary the trade war was just the tip of the iceberg. This has been something that's going bad for a long time. China has had a 100-year plan. This has not just been something they just came up with. You know what I mean? They've been on this path, and they want to be the number one superpower. And I think that that's that may be – I don't know if that is what it is, but I think also this is a election year, and everybody's trying to get their name out there. Because if you look at Cuomo and you look at Whitmore and you look at Newsom, you know what I mean? Like all these guys that maybe want to be VP or at least want to get their foot in the race in 4 years from now. So like everybody's just establishing their career right now, and it's really sad, and it's just going back and forth. And I feel like that is what is also contributing to these stupid, moronic choices of laws and things to do for the American people.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's, you know, I mean, I feel bad even going to the stores and seeing the workers. I said, like, God, they, you know, sometimes I wonder if it's going to cause a lot of stress on them, or they'll walk out on their jobs because of all, you know, Walmart, things like that. It's getting so bad now. Like I went yesterday, they have the aisles where only one, you can only go down an aisle. It's a one-way aisle, and they put stickers on the floor. And this is just yesterday. They just implemented this. And I mean, I'm sure you're in Michigan, and I know what's been going on there. They block off, your governor's blocked off seats or different aisles in stores.
She has now changed that. She has now since changed that. So if people that say protests don't work, I mean, obviously it changed some of it.
Yeah. I mean, and we need to, but it seems like we're like getting that going that direction. It's, you know, some states are barely implementing the face mask. Well, it's not even a law. It's just an order, but you know, they're starting it now. And I'm like, gosh, we've been doing that for like over like 2 weeks already. So yeah, every state's different, but it seems like they're still following like a model, and it's, you know, it's just disturbing. But yeah, going to stores now, you get yelled at if you go down, you got to go down the aisle, a different direction.
They're doing that here as well. But it's like they're training us, you know what I mean? That's what I feel. I feel it's like some kind of training, like, hey, let's make sure that
social
that these people. Yep.
I mean, that's
what exactly is how I feel.
Yeah. Like I said, what I wanted to talk about too was like, you know, what is after this is over?
That's exactly what I was going to ask you.
What are we going to, how different is life going to be? Like, you know, what are we going to do? You think people will still go to the movies? Are people going to want to sit next to a stranger? I mean, you're definitely going to have those people that are, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are scared and paranoid, and you know, it's a shame. I don't really see myself like that. I've always just never tried to live in fear, but I don't know how it's going to be. It's what is your thoughts on things like
My thoughts is like this. I think at first, obviously there's a lot of people that are scared. I think people are, some of those people will probably stay in their homes. Not all the jobs will go back since they're going to ease everything on, which I think is very dangerous, because I think the effects of this have already settled in, sadly, that a lot of people that lost their jobs will not get jobs back. Those are gone.
Yeah.
But I think that as far as like the whole social aspect of it, I think at first people are going to be like, you know, like real iffy, especially around strangers. But I think like around their friends at first, they're going to joke around about it. Hey, don't touch me. Hey. And then after a while, it's going to be, what up, fool? And it's going to go back to, because your mind, it always reverts back to what you predominantly know. And what you predominantly know is like being very social with your friends and your inner circle. So I believe that will last two weeks to a month of where people might be a little bit weird about it. And I think once they open up the bars, people start drinking, I don't see anybody social distancing. Like,
yeah, I know. I mean, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, restaurants, I mean, you know, we're going to still, you know, how it is on football Sundays. You know, I enjoy going to the.
And if you think the NFL is going to lose money, that's what's going to be interesting to me, because they keep saying it's going to be heavy in the fall, and that's the NFL's time. And I don't see them trying to lose money. So I don't see. I wonder how that's going to work out.
Well, you're a big sports guy too. What about the NBA? I mean, they were at the end of the season. How's that going to happen? What's the projection on that? I mean,
they were talking about maybe doing some kind of like a tournament, maybe just doing the playoffs. And they haven't announced that they're going to completely end it yet. They're trying to wait and see. They may do some kind of, because they're hurting on money too. But that's funny you bring up the NBA, because that's another topic I've been thinking about a lot of, because with all this things with China, that NBA has huge ties with China.
Oh yeah.
You know, like even when that whole Hong Kong protest was going down, the GM from the Houston Rockets, I believe, he criticized the Chinese government. And then China pretty much was like, okay, then we're not going to play any NBA games. We're not going to sell NBA merchandise. And then you had stars like LeBron James. And then you had the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, back down comments like, oh, we're sorry, pretty much about bend the knee to China and tell them like whatever you want. And then I think it's funny because the NBA, for instance, is a very their political movement is supposed to be about, like, you know, treating people equally and repression, like against repression. And there is repression in the United States, which I do know, like there's obviously minority groups targeted and like laws that have been made that they've had to suffer and they've been fucked over. But if you're going to look away from the if you're going to fight that shit here, you need to fight that shit everywhere. Like, you can't look your eye away because you're going to make money. And I believe that's what's going on. And no one's spoken about China.
Yeah, nobody does. And it's pretty bad. They do have a power it's a big superpower. And I'd hate to say, you know, I would not want to have a war with them, of course, and I hope things don't go that way. But like we were talking about the other day, it's like, what happens after a catastrophe and an economic collapse? We always go to war afterwards. It's happened plenty of times. That's always the solution. And you know, that's, you know,
I don't think we'll go to war with China. I think if anything, if there is a war, which I believe it's going to be with Iran, I think it will be a proxy war. You know what I mean? That's pretty much what it's probably going to be, because Iran, we already have problems with Iran, and Iran and China are allies. So there, and then right now there's some conflict with Iran going on. You know, they were kind of surrounding some of our ships and seeing the president tweet shit.
Yeah, that. And then I remember Syria. I mean, the thing, it's just hard. I mean, Trump did avoid going to war with Syria. Thank God. I mean, that was a false flag when they, you know, all the videos that came out of there and the chemical attack that was proven to be false. And, you know, they do things like that to get us into war. And I definitely think it will be a Middle East, you know, back in the Middle East again. And it's just, yeah, we need to get out of there. Afghanistan's been going on too long already. Two presidents and on the third, you know, so it's, you know, like I said, you know, I'm anti-war. And I mean, I hope, you know, a lot of people, you know, I think that, you know, that people are waking up to everything, and hopefully we can just, you know, move on from this. But
go.
The governors are scary. They want us to just live in fear. And our governor's saying we might not have concerts, like I was telling you, until we get a vaccine. It's just scary. They're treating us like cattle, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know this whole preach of the vaccine. I mean, like I said, this is what I was telling my brother too. Like, so who's going to be the first people to take this vaccine? Because when electronics come out, you know, like a new Xbox or a new laptop or a new TV, there's always bugs with them. There's always like problems. So you're telling me that this new vaccine that you're rushing on the market is not going to have any problems? It's going to have a ton of problems.
They probably already have it. I don't.
Well, yeah. Did you see the hot mics?
The patent, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy from Fox News, I believe, or something.
I believe so. And then he's like,
yeah.
It's getting interesting. It's like, it's even like some of the inside guys are even calling bullshit. They're like, what the fuck, man? Like, it's just so interesting. Like, I don't know if you've seen some of those. There was like some undercover reporter that went into CNN, and he like took undercover footage, and he talks to like Cuomo and a couple other the CNN guys, and to ask him about Russiagate, and they're like basically telling him it's shit. They're like, yeah, it's a fucking bunch of bullshit. Like, you know, because they're talking, they don't know that he's filming them, you know, and he's like filming them, and they're like, yeah, it's bullshit.
I know it's crazy. I don't know. I just hope things get better, and you know, I just hope for the best, and you know, prepare for the worst, I guess. You know, it's, what can you do? I've, you know, just try to see what I'm gonna do. I sometimes I'm worried, you know, there's too many people, there's people saying one thing, saying another, like, oh, they're not gonna let us go back to work unless we get the vaccine, things like that. And it's just like, I try not to, you know, immerse myself in that, to think too, you know, gloom, you know, have too much gloom and doom. But
yeah, I believe you too, because like I do see the bad part. Like, I like to pretty much summarize what I think of what could happen. Like, I do believe like this whole 5G and police state is trying to like put a grasp around our throat and their foot, their boot on our throat. But like, I think that at the same time that I believe in the American people, and I believe that we are starting to remember that together we have the power, that we're in charge. That not just the people that we elect are in charge. We, the people, are in charge. So once we start like getting rid of these silly, frivolous like arguments of what we're disagree about and what we don't like each other, and we realize like, hey, these guys are kind of fucking us over. Like, if we could start getting more people on that level, I believe that we will. And I think that if they try to, hopefully, I'm hoping that this little plandemic that people like to call, I believe that this is a wake-up call for people, and I hope people are paying attention, and I hope that this puts a hole in their plan, you know? I hope this shows people that, hey, Don't trust everything the government says just because they say it. Go listen to yourself and know what's right. Like, obviously, don't murder people. But at the same time, should they be taking advantage of us? No, they work for us. So we got to remember that.
Yeah, exactly. And that, and I've noticed that, you know, people like kind of like look at Hollywood like as a joke. And I've kind of, you know, there's going to be good things coming out of this. And I think you're right. There's always, you know, there's good and bad. And there's, you know, people are going to learn from this. And I think we'll definitely see how what the future brings us. And maybe, you know, maybe this will bring us more together and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, look at what they're implementing on us now. You know, it's not about left or right. You know, it's about right or wrong. And this is, you know, a lot of the stuff that they want to do is wrong in my eyes. And, you know, I just don't want to see the point where we're going to have people in Hollywood lecturing us about everything, you know. And it's like, I could just see it already. You know, they're already in doing videos and telling, you know, it's just, oh, we're in this
together. Stay inside.
It's a joke. You know, you look at that and it's just like, gosh, I mean. I can't, like, even Ricky Gervais, I mean, it's funny. He's just came out right now telling celebrities to stop lecturing people about social distancing. He's something else, man. I really like the guy. He's a classical liberal. I mean, he's not even really, you know, he doesn't call himself a conservative, but I mean, he's just, you know, that's
it's good. Funny I'm because glad. A lot of these classical liberals, like we've been talking to, like the Joe Rogans of the world, and like they're getting shit on right now. Like people, like the far left hates them. They think that they're Republicans. People that are
that's what I said. You're told like I'd probably be called a considered alt, like an alt right. That's such a dumb term. Clinton came up with Hillary Clinton coined that term. Why are we labeling people something that she made up? It's just like, oh, it's so dumb. Like, you're right. Like, you know, you can't Joe Rogan, what did he endorsed Bernie, and oh my God, he's a racist. And oh man,
he's a transphobe. I was like, what? Like, maybe they're not listening. It's funny because obviously you can listen to anything and take a clip of it, like, and not show the, and they, that's what they do. They take a clip of it and they don't play the whole everything that was said. They get, and they play off this whole game that we're like, oh, like you said, the, oh, he's not on our team. Okay.
Yeah.
Like that's what America's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a bunch of different people trying to figure shit out.
Yep. I mean, like with go back to Gervais, I was reading this and he says, there are people in high-rise blocks with three kids. I can't complain, he continued. This is why millionaires in their mansions with their gym and going for a swim can't lecture people. People are sick of being lectured. Multimillionaires telling them to clean out their coffee jar and put it in the right bin. They know these celebs are taking private jets to their own private islands. I mean, wow, that's great.
He's through the private island in there, man. He must really, what does he know about Epstein?
Well, what he did at the Golden Globes was just like, I looked at it as a really, it was a great moment. Like things like that, for him to go up there and say that, and you could see the reactions and some of the stars' faces.
I believe the real threat to like Hollywood, like when you talk about like the Hollywood elite and all these circles, is comedians, because comedians tell it like it is. Most comedians aren't like, you know what I mean? They don't hide what's going on. They call them out and they call it out in their act.
And well, look at Chappelle. Yeah, Dave Chappelle. Yeah. And look at how the far left trashed his, his special was so great. And I remember on Rotten Tomatoes, like it had like a rotten score. Like 5% or something like that, and then the audience score was like 90 something.
Yeah, come on.
It was like people are, you know, that's one thing too with comedy. It's terrible that I think even Eddie Murphy's had to apologize for his past skits, and I'm like, oh, I'm just so past it. You know, who else? Seinfeld speaks out about the political correctness in comedy, how it's destroyed it.
I don't think it's destroyed it, because like, if you listen to the comics, they don't give a fuck. Like, look at Bill Burr. You think Bill Burr gives a shit? Like you said, Dave Chappelle. But one thing I do notice, like one thing right now, I was going to actually tweet this. I, in this time of crisis, I wish Dave Chappelle had a social media, because I wonder what he thinks about all this shit. Because he's, now that there's no, to hear him, usually you could hear his opinion on what's going on in the world by going to see him live, but we can't see him live now. And his opinion of the world is spectacular. Comedians are so intelligent, I think, that like people, they They don't understand their importance to society. Comedians are the backbone of what America is. Comedians tell the truth. Look at George Carlin. How long has he been preaching all this shit that's going on in the government? Not just government, Hollywood, America in general. It's not just a conspiracy. It's this train of thought that we've had in our mind that, like, all these Americans always think, like, oh, America, like, I love America. Don't get me wrong. I'm 100% America. But if you think that we're not doing fucked up shit, you're crazy. Operation Paperclip. Like, why did we get all these Nazi scientists to work for us to start so we could go to the moon? You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah, we can go down that rabbit hole because there's a lot of people that are skeptic about the moon landing, you know, and I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not going to say my opinion on it, but it's, you never know. There's a lot of things that, you know, that's gone on. And,
yeah. So you don't think these things are going on today? They are.
No. Like the deep fake stuff like that. Like, I'm like, you know,
like you could, they could literally, because think about this. They could put out something like a video of something crazy going on in another country and put it on every single network, and it could be fake. It could be a movie. The CGI, like everything, the technology now, it makes it even easier for them to manipulate the American people.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they like doing. But, you know, I think that there's hope. I think people will wake up. Of course, there's going to be the mindless zombies that we always have, but. Yeah. Yeah, I just, like I said, I hope for the future post COVID life, you know, hopefully returns. I mean, I'm fearful. I have a daughter and I really want her to, you know, enjoy life and live in a world that isn't, you know, so authoritarian. And I guess we got to do our best and just teach our kids. You know, that's one thing too. That's one thing, like you said, that could be a good thing with, you know, spend time with your kids while we're locked down. We, you know, I kind of try to get my daughter to do things, garden with me. I mean, things like that are just life lessons that are going to stay with someone forever. It happened with me. Dude, you got to do the same with your kids. You can't, you know, you just got to show them, give them hope. And that's all you can really do, man.
I know you got to get out of here pretty soon. So before you get out of here, man, I wanted to show you one more clip. I'm gonna show you a quick clip of one of your favorite people. And I want you to like break down. I'm gonna let you break down this clip and then I'll chime in after. I'm not gonna play the whole clip because I know you've seen this already. So I'm gonna start it from the beginning. And once I stop it, I wanna hear your thoughts on this guy.
What if the economy failing?
Worse than death.
Equals death. The people stuck at home.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't equal death. Economic hardship. Yes, very bad. Not death. Emotional stress from being locked in a house. Very bad. Not death. Domestic violence on the increase. Very bad. Not death. And not death of someone else. See, that's what we have to factor into this equation. Yeah, it's your life. Do whatever you want. But you're now responsible for my life.
Oh, Cuomo, man. I don't know. He's something else. He's just, I mean, he's a crowd. Look at his father. His family has just definitely been the New York, I don't know, crime bosses of the decades, but... Yeah, I don't know. Is that from the same speech that he was talking about essential workers?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the same speech.
When he was lecturing people to go get an essential job. Okay, bro. Okay, great. You know, okay, like we can just, you know, people can just do that, huh? You know, I don't know. What are your thoughts, actually?
I think it's very crazy for people. Like I said, you know my side. I don't agree with President Trump. I've never liked Trump. I've never been a supporter. I believe that he has people. I believe this is the biggest psyop ever put on the American people, that he's tricking them. But that's a different day, a different topic.
Yeah, that's your. I respect your opinion, and that's the thing. We need healthy debates. I mean, I respect.
but this Cuomo guy, like, I don't understand why people aren't calling him out on this. Like, so if President Trump said this, they would have jumped all over him. They would have jumped all down his throat, which rightfully so. If you speak this way, you should be jumped down because you're telling me that I should be worried about the disease that other because I could spread it to other people. But well, that so but you're saying, oh, well, that financial crisis only affects you. Well, it affects other people. So why wouldn't you worry about those people? You know what I'm saying? So it's a very, very funny mess. He even brought in domestic violence. Like, what is he promoting? Like, if that was Trump, it would have been headline. Trump supports domestic violence during COVID-19. Like,
yeah, the media, yeah, that's just too much. It, things that even Biden says, it's like, I can't believe. And I guess even that, even with go to Biden with the sexual assault case, like that's really heating up. But it's just a liberal media blackout. It's like, I can't believe the blind eye that they've turned to this. And I just don't, I really, it's ridiculous. It's like you, I can't believe it how they don't, they just don't, they have that double standard and they don't look at anything else. They don't see themselves as wrong in anything. And
well, to me, the sad part about our country, and like I would say that me, I would probably line more up with like independent libertarianish, like the if I had to like figure out like because I do believe in like some of the progressive values. I do like, you know, I do believe in humanitarian. I don't want to like just bail people out, but I want to help people like in a way that they can keep growing. Like it's a fact that that America has repressed like Black Americans. That's a fact. You know what I mean? And then what we need to do something about it. We talk like all these news medias go, oh, man, it's so bad over there. But you're just talking about the bad shit. How come you never promote all the good shit that happens in the inner cities, like with different races? Like you always want to point out that, like, you know what I mean? Oh, there's a lot of good shit going on, but they don't want to see that. But I believe that they should have attacked Cuomo for this. I don't think it's. Yeah. I don't think it was right how he said. I think it was very insensitive. I think in a time where people are financially crushed, like he's being super insensitive. Like if you've lost your job, like people are like, oh, you got unemployment. No, not everybody can get through to unemployment. Unemployment keeps crashing. Like it wasn't built to. I don't even know if they have the money for everybody. You know what I mean? And that might be why it's crashing. And he's just being a dick. He's being a fucking asshole. That's what he's being.
It's funny. You should look up some of the interviews with him and his brother. And he talks to his brother like a like, man, they don't like each other. You can tell. It's like, God, these guys are like going at like talking shit to each other. And it's honestly like cringeworthy to hear them like tell each other shit. And there's videos out it when he, you know, he's had Chris Cuomo's had his brother on. And it's just, oh, my God, the way they're talking shit to each other. Like, oh, like. I didn't really want to come on here. It's damn. Like my mom made me come on. Yeah, it was funny. It was about
it's a joke, kind of. Like when I saw them two on CNN talking about the coronavirus and how the wife got it, they're just talking. I'm like, why are they airing their family business on TV? What does this have to do?
He was acting like he was staged where he was coming out of his basement and people saw him riding his bike like a week ago. It's like, really, dude? And people just go on with the lie. That's one thing the mainstream media is just so bad at now. And then they wonder why people call them fake news. And oh man, it's just ridiculous. But like you said, that's another story, another day.
Well, yeah, man. Like we've been here for a minute now. I think we should wrap everything up. So I just wanted to thank my guest T. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you, Sean. It was great.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so tune in to the next Kill the Mockingbird and, like, man, fuck the mainstream media.
There you go.
Follow me on Twitter at Kill the Mockingbirds. And, yeah, let's start this revolution. All right, peace.
All right, Chuck. You take care, bro.